Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. This is Harun. Welcome once again. In this video, I want to talk about an important companion of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He is also well known in our communities, in our masajid, our imams, our ulama, our mashayikh regularly reference him, mention his name. And his name is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. He's a prolific transmitter of hadith. That's why you hear his name often. From all the companions, he's probably the most prolific narrator of traditions of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's no surprise that when people want to attack hadith and the canon, the collections of hadith, one of their main targets will be Abu Huraira. They'll try and undermine him in various ways. Now, I don't really want to go into all of the arguments that they come out with. But those who want to reject hadith, or those who want to make claims that we only need to follow the Quran and we don't need to follow the hadith anymore, will use arguments to really come after Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This isn't something new. You'll find early on in Islamic history certain groups who would also do the same. So, for example, you find the Jahmiyyah. They are also part of this tradition of rejecting or really negating the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Hadith scholars as early as Uthman bin Sa'id al-Darimi, in his polemic against Bishr al-Marisi and Muhammad ibn Ishaq bin Khuzayma, offered defenses of Abu Huraira as well. And so this isn't something that's new. It has historical precedent. Fortunately for us, for all of us, the ulama have always been responding to these criticisms as well. But I don't really want to go into that too much today. I just want to talk about Abu Huraira himself. Now, a famous number that's been given, there's a lot of scholarly discussion, but a famous number that's been given for his hadith pool is 5,374. And this is based on the number of hadith attributed to him in the Musnad of Baqi bin Makhlad. And there's other discussions that take place as well. So when we discuss the plentiful hadith of Abu Huraira, we have to also think about what Abu Huraira himself had to say on the topic. So Imam Bukhari helpfully mentions this in his Sahih, and he documents this from Abu Huraira, who says that in the Nas Yaqulun Aksara Abu Huraira. The people say that Abu Huraira narrates a lot of hadith. And then he says that had it not been for these verses in the Quran, I would not transmit a single hadith. And these are verses which basically talk about not hiding knowledge. And Abu Huraira continues that he says that certainly that our brothers from the Muhajirin, they were busy with the market working, and our brothers from the Ansar were busy with looking after their property. But I was with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and I was just happy to be fed. I didn't really want to do anything else. I was happy just to eat food and learn knowledge from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Hence, he would attend what they did not attend and memorize what they did not memorize as well. And so Abu Huraira attributes his acquisition of hadith that were unknown to some of the companions to the fact that they were occupied. They were busy earning a livelihood. And it's also worth remembering Umar ibn Khattab himself regretted one of the reasons that he wasn't able to learn as much hadith was because he was busy with other matters like business and so forth as well. And he wasn't unique in this as well. And so what would usually happen is companions would hear something from the Prophet, peace be upon him. And then when they would meet one of their friends, they would say, oh, I heard this from the Prophet. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said this in the masjid today. And so that's one of the ways knowledge or hadith would circulate. And this makes absolute sense if we think about early Muslim society. Many Muslims had migrated from Mecca. They'd felt persecution. They'd been at the receiving end of persecution. And they'd left Mecca with nothing. So their first concern naturally was to earn a livelihood, to earn financial stability. So because they were busy, they didn't have as much time to learn hadith as much as, for example, Abu Huraira did, because he had literally nothing. He had only his mother with him. And so he dedicated his life, lived a life of poverty, so that he could pass on the traditions to us. And of course, in the world, he might have been a poor person, but now he's rich because we benefit from his transmissions. And Abu Huraira really hit the ground learning as a learner of hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was an avid learner in general. And so this is something to bear in mind. He would always be seeking out opportunities to learn hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him, directly. And even after the death of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he would sit with the companions and he would ask them and he would learn from them hadith as well. And so even before the Prophet became a messenger himself, we know that Abu Hurairah had an interest in the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So for example, take the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he was a shepherd in Mecca. This would have been unknown to most people, yet the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered this information when asked after an occasion came up, and Abu Hurairah himself narrates that the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah did not send a prophet except that he herded sheep. Yet his companions then asked him, including you, O Prophet of Allah. He responded, yes, I used to herd sheep for a portion of silver on behalf of the inhabitants of Makkah. So the Prophet was always keen on sharing information. And Abu Hurairah, being an avid learner himself, was one of those people who would learn from the Prophet, peace be upon him, as well. And so this is something to bear in mind as well. And he was quite young, so he had lots of time to also spend time with the senior companions in the life of the Prophet to pick up knowledge from them. So they might have heard something which he might have not heard, but he was then passed that on as well. So I think this is an important discussion, an important introduction to Abu Hurairah. In the next video, I'll talk a little bit more about him. He's an important transmitter of hadith in our tradition. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.